Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend, neuropsychologist Jason Kanz on the line from jasonkanz.com and more specifically from his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like we broke a temp, set a new record yesterday. Are you ready? It was 89 in Eau Claire, breaking the old record of 82, which had held since 1931. How about them apples?
That's amazing. I've been doing a pretty good job of getting out and walking in the evening when I get home. And last night I got home and I thought, it's already too hot to walk. I'm going to have to either wait until later in the evening or get up in the morning. And I didn't get up and walk this morning. So
there was a nice breeze. I got to say, I was out there walking. You know, thank God for dogs because that gets you out walking. I love the dog walking. And I got to say, I was saying this earlier already in the show, that our mini Aussie Shepherd, Athena, you've met her. She wasn't like, I mean, she's got a lot of fur. She was not liking the heat at all.
Yeah.
How are your dogs with the heat? How are your pets with the heat?
You know, they seem to be okay with whatever temperature is going on. The first boxer we ever had a comfort zone of about 71 to 73. Anything outside of that was terrible for him. But the ones we have now are pretty open to whether it's really cold, really hot. They don't seem to mind.
Okay. Good enough. Again, I don't know what it is, but it's just there's just so much going on. I mean, Hugh Hewitt talking about on our sister station, FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com, syndicated national morning show, and he's a Fox News analyst as well, and talking about potential brink of war, China doing another dress rehearsal with potentially, you know, moving in on Taiwan. And so that's just one of so many things, you know. It just is challenging times these days.
Yeah, it's we live in a broken world. And, you know, there's you and I think, have discussed this and I've talked about it with others, whether it's always been this way. And we just haven't had the same access as before or.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's really it's hard to watch. It's heartrending, I think, to try and hold space for all of the pain and suffering that seems to be taking place around us.
Yeah, I guess there's a part of, I mean, news availability. And but having monitored news availability for a while, it's a lot with the mass shootings and everything else. So I got to say, one of the things that's been helping me, John Ortberg has started at Dallas Willard is my homeboy. They said he's starting a 3-week deal on Dallas's book, Spirit of the Disciplines. And so I've listened to some of that. He did the intro, and then he's talked about some wonderfully easy disciplines of solitude and silence. Don't you love those?
Yeah, I do. You know, I love them. And yet there's always the excuse of I'm too busy. I'm too busy to do these things.
Yeah.
And which is precisely why I need to take some time for solitude and silence.
Yeah, he's got good explanations. We may even try to bring some of the audio of that to this 5 minutes and then get you to comment because it's good stuff. So, all right.
Good. You bet.
All right, let's do James chapter 2. We got 5 through 7 today.
Sure. It says, listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear?
Mm-hmm. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he, again, he's got 1 through 7 all together, but we'll take 5 through 7 this way. How you distinguish between people reflects your sinful tendencies rather than the fact that everyone bears my image. Look at Jesus. He spent his time with outcasts and he honored rejects. Do not forget that celebrities and rich people are the ones who often treat you poorly and make life hard for you.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the notion of seeing the image of God in everyone, including people that we maybe disagree with strongly or have a hard time with, and to get into that practice of really trying to recognize that every person you meet is made in the image of God. And that, you know, I think that's a good practice for us, but we sure receive a lot of messaging that some people are lesser or not as important or more evil. And, you know, it's, we have to get back to that space of recognizing that we're all image bearers.
As my wife has shared around the breakfast table there on a Saturday morning at Randy's, right? The Imago Dei. Everybody bears that. So,
Yep. 100%.
Hey, back to those spiritual disciplines in closing. See, I was lightheartedly saying, I mean, and you kind of surprised because you were like, yeah, I do love solitude and silence. I mean, it's a really, it's an acquired taste, I think, for a lot of us, though. I mean, it's, and I think, and maybe that shows how you've maybe moved toward the introvert side, maybe a little bit more.
Okay. For sure. I know. My wife says she likes it, but if it gets too quiet, then it's like, oh, no. This is a challenge, too.
So. We're going to bring it to the air. What Ortberg, giving the definition from Willer. It's good. It's good to flesh out. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Well, Caleb's Single Mom Saturday today and tomorrow, closing things off. I'd seen on social media we were getting close to that matching, the 7,300. Where are we at?
Well, we have surpassed that, so we praise the Lord. We've seen that $7,300 matched yesterday, and this is so where we're at, again, counting some of those gifts that have been promised as well, to knowing that, hey, before the Lord, I know those are going to come in. I would say we are getting close, very close to the $16,000 mark when those gifts come in.
Okay.
So, again, when we say all together, the sponsor matching dollars, what you all are giving and seeing, can we reach that next big goal, the one you mentioned at the beginning of the week, can we get to $20,000? If we were able to see $2,000 today and $2,000 tomorrow, or three today or one tomorrow, whatever it might be, if we were able to see that amount come in, we would see that $20,000 goal, that huge, incredible goal be reached. And we just give the glory to God for all that came in yesterday, for those gifts that are promised. So that's where we're at right now. Again, actual money in is a little shy of $15,000, but with some of those other generous gifts that were promised yesterday, getting really close to that $16,000 mark. And again, this will be divided equally between 10 single mothers. And so now I'm just saying, how big can this blessing get? How big a blessing can we create? So, man, maybe we need another $1,000 challenge this hour here before 8 o'clock. Could we see the next $1,000 raised that would get us again, when those other gifts come in, to $17,000 as we're on our way, Lord willing, to seeing $20,000 raised, $2,000 for each of these moms and car repairs, for anything their vehicle might need, to wrap our arms around them and bless them.
Again, today and tomorrow, in terms of our Single Mom Saturday. And again, we had an initial goal, but beyond that, it's kind of like a team in sports, Caleb. We're big, huge sports fans.
Yeah.
You say you want to win the division. That's the first goal. That's not all, right? The Bucks don't want to just win the division this year. They don't want to just, they want to win it all.
Yeah. And so, again, we have those goals. And so the first goal was to meet the matching challenge, which was met yesterday afternoon. Praise the Lord for that. But now we're thinking, well, God's been so good to provide that graciously and generously through all of you by Wednesday afternoon, but this challenge goes through Friday. How big can this blessing get? And of course, last year, you all were so generous to provide $19,000, and we know what costs have done. We know everything has risen so much, and so we're saying, could there be $20,000 raised this year? And so we're about, again, my on-air math is never truly reliable, but we're about $4,000 away from that. And so maybe that all comes in today. Maybe it all comes in tomorrow. Maybe it all comes in this hour. I don't know, but we're saying, could we see another $1,000 raised before 8 a.m. at WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that red bar that says Single Mom Saturday. You click on that, you can give online safely, securely, and quickly. You did it during the space of a song at one point.
That's right. I did it earlier this week. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Thursday morning, 63 degrees on this April 13th at 7:22. And Caleb, somewhere in a remote stretch of forest near Maine's border with Canada, rocks from space crashed to Earth and maybe scattered across the ground, just waiting to be picked up.
And if you are a rock collector, this is a dream come true for you, not only because you could get some space rocks, but also because there could be a really, really big payout if you find one big enough.
Yeah, that's right. If you're the first person to find a big one, a museum says it'll pay a $25,000 reward.
So this unusually bright fireball could actually be seen in broad daylight around noon on Saturday before crashing there near Canada and the northern border of Maine.
Always a little concerning when things from the sky come crashing to Earth. Wow. NASA says four radar sweeps detected signatures consistent with falling meteorites seen at the time and location reported by eyewitnesses. And people also heard sonic booms.
Now, the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum says Yeah, we want a piece of that, a big piece. They want to add to their collection, which already include moon rocks and Mars rocks. And so they're looking for a meteorite hunter to deliver them a pretty big chunk of that space rock.
Yeah, wow. And claim the $25,000 prize. It could be about the size of a softball.
So they're looking for something around a kilogram or bigger and say, we'll give you 25 G's if you can find one. That sounds like it's worth a rock hunting trip.
There you go. The WIB Wake Up Show, weatherbound on the hour. Time for a couple of tunes between now and then. And, hey, help us out. We have set a goal of $1,000 this hour. Yesterday, Caleb did it after 7:30. I thought, no way. And somebody came through with an anonymous $1,000 gift. Maybe you can do that. Maybe two 500s. Maybe five people given 200, whatever it might be. Let's get it done at WIB.com. The banner on top of the page for the single moms and their kids. All right. WWIB, 64 degrees. Good morning. Michael on the track team at Eau Claire North, he told me he set his PR when he was at a meet in Chippewa Falls on Tuesday, his personal record, and that's something, again, you compete against yourself, right?
Yeah.
And so last year, if we raised $19,000 in this Single Mom Saturday, we smashed the matching and went beyond that. We want to keep that going. I'm just sensing maybe just a little bit of, okay, we reached there. We're kind of catching our breath here. But secondarily, also, you and your wife generously saying you're going to give $5 to this for every single different donor. You tell me off the air it's about 50. Now, I don't want to stick it to you, but in my head, I'm like, wouldn't it be awesome if we could reach 100 different people giving generously to the Single Mom Saturday and that you were chipping in $500.
Absolutely. And again, the goal behind this is to let you know that your gift matters and saying between you and the Lord, give as generously as you can. So maybe you're saying, well, Caleb, you're giving $5. All I can give is five. If you're giving that generously and wholeheartedly and that's what you can give, then my five makes your five 10. But there's also, I'm sure, people out there who say, well, I could do 50 or I could do 100. I could do 500. I could do 1,000. And so, again, we just want to be able to honor every single gift that comes in to say, if God is pulling at you this week and saying, do something, respond. That's what we're asking you to do is respond. And especially now, I think it'd be even easier to say, well, other people take care of it. Other people help. You know, I feel badly for those single parents all over the place. And it's cool what they're doing to help them. But, you know, somebody else will do it. And then you hear that the matching goal was reached and you think, okay, all right, I'm off the hook now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let you off the hook, not me, but God, because if he is saying respond to this, and maybe he's not. But if he's saying respond to this, I'm just saying respond. Not for us, not even for these moms, but spiritually between you and the Lord. If he's saying your money isn't yours anyway, I'm the one who gives it. I'm the provider. I'm urging you and exhorting you to respond, whether it's to this or something else that he's calling you to do. To do it,
we're in a little bit of a cold streak. Nobody's given toward the Single Mom Saturday since before 4 yesterday afternoon. So if you could help change that, please do at WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. We are trusting that help is on the way. Name of this song from Unspoken on WIB. Good morning. Caleb, we had issued earlier in the hour, you did a $1,000 challenge before 8 o'clock as the Single Mom Saturday, second to last day from fundraising. How are we doing?
Well, the thing is, no gifts had come in since about 4:30 yesterday, or maybe it was even a little earlier because I think that was for WIB Inc.
And
so, it'd been a long time and thinking, all right, there just hasn't anything come in and wondered, is everybody just weary, kind of tired and saying, well, I gave what I could give. Uh-huh. But three gifts just came in a space of 2 minutes and it's $650 in total. We have an anonymous gift of $500. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for a gift of $100 from Roxanne from Augusta. Thank you so much, Roxanne. And also we had a gift of $50 just a few moments ago from Crystal from Chippewa Falls. And I wanted to read what she said. She says this, most people don't plan to be a single mother. If I found myself in that position, I would trust God to provide, but it would be scary. She says, this is a small way to support those who I could become in the blink of an eye. Mm. And I just love that perspective. Thank you, Crystal, for that gift. Thank you for taking the time to share that as well, too. And isn't empathy kind of what we're hoping for this entire week, saying maybe you know someone in that position already or just thinking about it. If I were in their shoes as a single parent, how would I feel if people surrounded me and said, you're seen, you're welcomed, yeah. you're loved. And that's what this is going to do, God granting. And thank you for responding as we're within reach now of that
Absolutely.
Goal this hour.
Yeah, thank you so much. You got a big driver knocking it down the fairway to get it to 650, those three. And let's get it another 350 in the next 13 minutes. We can do it. Go to WIB.com, click on that banner, top of the page.
Well, thank you so much, Beth from Elk Mound, answering the call this morning. Another $50 for our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. We are trying to see another $1,000 plateau reached before 8 a.m. We are 9 minutes and change away from that and $300 away from that goal. Maybe that's one person. Maybe that's five people. Maybe that's three people. I don't know. WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. If the Lord's tugging at you and saying, help, just praying that you would respond, WWIB.com. Big red banner at the top of the page. We've got something a little fun this morning for you.
That's right. Oddest, strangest, weirdest demands by bosses. It's actually Career Builder compiled a list of the strangest things bosses have asked their workers to do.
This does not come from here. We have not been asked to do these things. One, boss asked employee to be prepared to delete all emails and computer files at a moment's notice. Just, is that IRS? Is that... fraud. Who knows? Oh, yeah. Just, you know, no reason, but
just be ready
just
to
be
do
ready.
That. Yeah. Another boss asked an employee to go online and post false good comments about him.
Weird things that bosses have actually asked employees to do. Boss asked employee to come up with a science fair project for her daughter.
Okay. You never know.
It's got to be a good one.
Another boss asked an employee to, would you please fire my brother?
He's family, so you do it. Are you the boss? Boss asked employee to lend him money for a down payment on a car.
Huh. We're family, I guess.
Right? I guess so.
Another boss asked an employee to search an abandoned office building for furniture and supplies they could use.
That sounds scary. Weirdest demands by bosses. One boss asked their employee to clip her dog's nails. He doesn't bite.
Yeah, right. Oh, my. Another boss, second to last, another boss asked an employee to help plan her wedding.
I mean, that might be kind of fun, but it's probably not job related.
Yeah.
And one final weird boss demand, boss asked an employee to remove her stitches. I'm so busy, I don't have time to go to the hospital. So if you could just...
Would you mind?
Handle that for me.
Thank
that
you.
That would be fantastic.
All right. I don't know. If you've had any strange requests made of you by your boss, let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670.
And we are only $100 away now as we just got a pledge from Crystal saying as soon as she's done driving, she's going to give $200 to help us get to that $1,000 goal this month. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Fantastic. Wow, what an hour. You know, you put it out there initially and there's no response and there hadn't been anything since before 4 yesterday afternoon. And the doubt, it's amazing how quickly it can start to creep in, right?
Even after all we've seen God do again and again, and it's like, well, maybe nobody cares today.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see $100 away now from that goal of 1,000. And again, just trying to see how big a blessing we can create for these single mothers for this year's Single Mom Saturday. God bless you. Thank you for responding. We were trying to say, could we see another $1,000 given in 1 hour when nothing had been given to start the day? Nothing had been given since the afternoon yesterday. And so it's kind of a lull, right? Uh-huh. You know, in baseball terms, it's where maybe you're striking out a bit at the plate or just making contact and hitting right to the shortstop. We could keep on going with sports analogies
on this show. Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, we were kind of in a little bit of a slump there too, but then you all started responding. And we said, we just need another $100 to get to that $1,000 goal before 8 a.m. Not only did we get that, even more came in. And so I want to share some of the gifts that we've heard from. We also had a wonderful message. Thank you to Sherry from Whitehall, who said she had a check for $50 that's already in the mail to us for these single moms. Thank you so much, Sherry. And here are some of the ones that we hadn't mentioned yet so far, and there are several, so bear with me here because this is wonderful. Here's a gift for $100 from Carlene from Fall Creek. She says, this is in honor of my mother, Elaine, my aunts, Helen Schaefer and Louise Schultz, plus a dear Christian friend from church, she says, that passed away unexpectedly yesterday morning, Carol Dome. So thank you so much, Carlene, for your gifts in honor of those wonderful women that you know, women in your life. Thank you to Michelle from Eau Claire for a wonderful gift of $100 in honor of your mom. Thank you, Michelle, for that gift. We heard from Crystal from Sheldon, who gave $200. Thank you so much. Thank you to Sandy from Eau Claire for giving $100 as well. Thank you for a $150 gift from Alan from Elk Mound. I know their family has been going through a lot. Keep their son Chance in your prayers. And just a beautiful thing to see that gift. Thank you, Alan, for that. Gift that we just saw right now of $10 to Marshfield. Rob from Marshfield, thank you for your $10 gift to help bless these single mothers. Thank you. Thank you for responding to the call. Thank you for feeling the need and saying, if I have the ability to help, if God's moving me to do so, I have that privilege, that responsibility to do so. And thank you. Crystal says her daughter, Penelope, asked mom to get a $20 donation in, that Penelope wants to give $20 as well. We'll come back to this in a little bit because, again, as we're getting messages, I just want to make sure it's something that it's okay to read on the air, too. So we'll come back to that in a bit. But Penelope's a friend of our family, and thank you. Thank you, Penny, for that gift today.
Great generosity. So, again, we're going to try to go to reach another 1,000 by 9 o'clock, and I think we got about a $250 start or more already, right, Caleb?
Yeah. Let's see another $1,000 raised here, and we're one quarter of the way there already.
Might as well do it here at WWIB. We do a lot of the heavy lifting on this show, the morning show, and so grateful to all of our listeners. Farmer John, he's no stranger to the airwaves from Govins in Menominee and or over in that direction and on the line with us this morning. Hi, Farmer John.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you on this beautiful day. I know you just had some gorgeous weather last weekend before Easter at Govins Farm. And again, this is farm baby season, lambing season, and this is the final weekend, Farmer John, Saturday and Sunday, the final weekend that families can come out to Govins and enjoy cuddling with so many different farm babies.
That's right. Rain or shine, this is the last weekend. You know, I'm out here just north of the barn. You can see the interstate, and I'm looking at three brand new mothers today. And we've got about 10 left to come in between now and Sunday.
It's such a great family event. I mean, what are you hearing from the folks who've been out here in the previous weekends heading into the final weekend coming up here?
Oh, people love it. And it's a family outing that's become multi-generational now. We've been at this for 18 years, and now we're getting little ones back that, you know, the grandma says, well, I used to bring her, and now we're bringing her or him, and it's a three-generation deal. And if you don't have kids or grandkids in the area, it's still a great date.
Oh, absolutely. And again, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., final weekend this Saturday and Sunday at Govins Farm. What are some of the farm babies that you have right now? Because I know you've basically said many times, if it can fit in your lap, we'll help you hold it.
Well, of course, sheep are always the stars, but that's because we've got the most of them, but we've got litters of pigs, we've got baby sheep, baby goats, baby chicks, and an alpaca that's a few months old, so you're not going to be able to hold that one, but just lots of cute little babies, and it's a great chance to come out and experience a real farm. We are not a petting zoo. We're a farm that opens to the public.
I'm at govinsfarm.com, and I encourage people to go there because I don't know who takes your pictures, if it's you or probably a staff member maybe. But, I mean, boy, some of these pictures of the kids holding the animals are priceless.
You know, most of those are pictures that have been taken by the parents and been forwarded to us.
Yeah, nice.
I don't walk around the barn stalking people with my phone.
Yeah, right.
And I know Farmer John as well, too. Again, this is rain or shine, final weekend, but the animals are in the barn, and the concessions are not open air. The concessions are out in the building as well, too. So even if we do get a little rain in the forecast, people can absolutely enjoy this to the fullest.
Absolutely enjoy it to the fullest. And we've got weather now that's gotten our parking lot dried out, so I think we're going to be able to park closer to the yard. Sometimes it's been a fair walk, but still not too long of a walk when we have to park on the road because of weather conditions. You know, here's something else I want to point out. Farmers are changing seasons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I got about half of the strawberries uncovered yesterday, and we'll be removing the straw from the rest of them today.
Again, just always busy. I mean, you think you move on from one to the next, and some people think, okay, well, I was just at Govan's for the farm babies, and maybe they forget for a while. But as you mentioned, you're a farm that opens to the public, so your work is never done, and strawberry season will be coming up before people realize.
That's right, and there's so much planning that goes into any of the events. I mean, it's a year around. Even the lambing barn is planned a year in advance because we have to get these animals synced up to the dates that we're open. And strawberry picking is only 2 or 3 weeks, but it's a year-round endeavor to grow those crops, and it's a year-round endeavor to care for the animals. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Farmer John from Govan's, the lambing barn and the baby farm animals, wraps up this weekend. Again, 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Learn more at govansfarm.com. But, I mean, everything from sheep to lambs to pigs, piglets, goats, the whole deal, the kids.
It wouldn't be an interview with Farmer John if I didn't mention the concessions. So don't forget hot and cold beverages, apple cider donuts. I've tried them. They're amazing. Kettle corn hamburgers, hot dogs, warm pretzels, and more. I mean, you know I love the concessions. So don't forget about those.
I know you love the concessions.
Thank you, Farmer John. It's been a joy to talk to you. Thank you for, again, introducing so many to these farm babies and to farming. It's part of our Wisconsin ag history and culture, and so important for individuals and families to go out and enjoy that. It's been a pleasure talking to you this year.
Well, thank you so much for helping us out.
There we go. Farmer John from Govan's. Again, govansfarm.com. 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. We got a minute before weather, and Caleb's going to give us a bit of an update here. As again, a lot of generous support continuing to flow in for our Single Mom Saturday.
Yeah, and again, we have a $1,000 goal this hour as well, and we had right at the beginning of the hour $250 worth. So, again,
and we reached 1,000 last hour.
Yeah, reached 1,000 last hour, and thought, man, God's working. Let's see what He does this hour. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a lull. The last gift was just a few minutes after 8 a.m. Thank you so much to Rob from Marshfield. But we did have a pledge of $20 come in from Penelope. And Penelope is from the Sheldon Jump River Flambeau area. And she had actually texted her mom because she's on her way to school. And she'd said, I'd like to give $20. Can you let Whip know about it? And she said, there's, you know, something I want to say. And so I checked with her mom, and it's all right to mention this on the air. So this is from, again, 18-year-old Penelope. And she says this: my mom was a single mom for a number of years. Mm. She says, throughout those years, I watched her work harder than anyone else I know to provide for me and my siblings. Things were not always easy, she says, but my mom never gave up. She says, I want to help other single mothers who are working just as hard as my mom did to provide for their kiddos. Thank you again. She's a senior in high school. What a beautiful message. And I again asked her mom if it's all right to share that, and she said yes. And Crystal, the crying emoji, she said, those words are so kind and loving. And this is what Crystal says. She says, those are words from a young woman who saw the struggle we went through, and yet I believe she saw God in a real way through it all. And Crystal says, because I could not have done that without Him. So thank you so much for that. Again, I believe capturing the heartbeat of what we want to do here, to show the love of God to some courageous single mothers who are, again, trying to carry both roles. And you all are responding. We thank you for that and asking you to continue to do so.
All right. So I think on the line, I mean, at WIB.com, receiving those supports for Single Mom Saturday, I think we haven't seen anything actual since a $10 gift at about just after 8 o'clock. However, we did hear from Carol in Colfax.
Yeah, and so Carol said she'll pledge $50 toward this Single Mom Saturday fund for vehicle repairs. Again, this is a surprise capstone to this year's second annual Single Mom Saturday event. As far as we know, these 10 mothers have no idea about this. And so, again, we're going to honor and bless them that day, have a lot of fun with them and their children. But at the end of the day, when we take them back to Bloomer Tire Center where their vehicle receiving that free oil change, then we get to surprise them. And so we're just hoping that this blessing just gets as big as possible. And we're praying, Lord willing, that we see $20,000 in total or more by the end of this week. And we're getting, again, climbing toward that mark. We were about $4,000 short of that as the day began. And you all have been so generous. And we're saying, could we see $1,000 raised this hour? So we had $250 right to start the hour. We have Carol's pledge of $50. We have a $10 gift. We have a $20 gift promised as well, too. So what is that, $670 remaining, if my math is right,
all right,
before 9 o'clock? So 25 minutes left to see $670 or more given. WWIB.com, big red banner right at the top of the page.
All right, we got our work cut out for us, but we can do it. Caleb, I was receiving a call from Nancy in La Crosse. Nancy had called our regular phone here in the studio, and good to see that. And she said she'd been a single mom and said you were going to be able to count on her for a gift of $20. I think she's going to be mailing that in to WIB. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
But at that same time, I saw your face. I saw something happen, and I thought there must be some. I was hoping it was good news, Caleb. What was it?
It was good news. So again, we'd mentioned, as I was trying to do math on the air, was pretty confident in it, that we needed $670 to get to $1,000 this hour. As we were saying, could we see another $1,000 raised before the end of the show, before 9 a.m.? And again, our gift came in and my eyes got a little bigger. Thank you, Josh from Chippewa Falls, who even did the math to add the processing fees on top of it so it would add out to exactly $670 to reach that goal. Thank you, Josh. God bless you. Thank you for everyone who's giving any amount to this. If God's tugging at you and saying, help these single mothers, bless them, let them know I love them through your generosity, thank you for responding. And wow, what a God moment too, as I saw that come in and see that goal for this hour reached. And again, we're just hoping this blessing becomes as big as possible for these single moms. Last year, $19,000 raised between our sponsors and all of you, praying that we could see $20,000 or above. Maybe that original $7,300, maybe that even gets not doubled because it already has been. Maybe it gets tripled this year.
Yeah.
God's big. God's
fantastic.
Big.
It's been fantastic. And again, we're co-laborers with the Lord. It tells us in 2 Corinthians, and that's what's going on here. We had a couple of $1,000 anonymous gifts yesterday, and we've reached $1,000 goals here in the 7 and 8 o'clock hour here today. And so appreciative here, the second to last day for Single Mom Saturday.